I'm glad that you've chosen to listen to our messages from the Presbyterian Church of Barnet. I'm Howard Gaston, the pastor, and I believe that God's Spirit will speak to you during this time. Today our scripture is taken from Psalm 32. It's a Psalm of David, and it is one of those personal Psalms of David about his own relationship with God. Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of the summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Amen. As you all know, I do the pastor's canoe trip in Canada. And every year what we do is we try to grab a book of some sort, talk and discuss the book. We have many different kinds of devotions throughout the week. And it's a spiritual retreat, week-long spiritual retreat out in the wilderness. And one of the things that I also try to do is always try to have some kind of hands-on, if you will, creative, interaction kind of devotion that we carry on throughout our week. We've done many different ones. One of the more meaningful ones that we have done over the years was that when we began our trip, Bob and I gathered up a bunch of rocks. And we gathered up some nice size rocks. You know, not these puny little ones like this, but, you know, good sized rocks. And we had about 8 or 10 guys on the trip. And we got 8 or 10 rocks. And as part of our devotions, we talked about the burden of our sinfulness and how it is a burden upon us in our ministry, in our lives, in our relationships. And that was going to be kind of our theme throughout the week. And one of the things we told the guys that they had to do throughout that week was they had to pick a rock. So everybody was all happy about picking a rock. But then we told them, you got to carry this rock all week long. After 15 minutes of grumbling and complaining and people wanting their refunds, we convinced them to keep on the trip. Now, what conspired over the week for me could not have been planned except by God. I mean, it was just so funny and so interesting how those rocks continually came up in just regular conversation. I remember one time, one guy got out of the canoe with his pack, and as he's picking it up, the rock fell out of it. He's like, oh, this stupid rock. You know, he puts it in there. Or another guy, he did funny. It was, we're all in our tents. Everybody's about ready to sleep. And we required you would take your rock to bed with you. You had to carry this rock with you all week wherever you went. And one guy, I heard him in the tent saying, so, Charlie Brown, what'd you get for Easter? This stupid rock. You know, so these rocks kept coming up in all sorts of unusual places, people tripping over them, complaining about them. It was perfect because it reminded us of our own sinfulness. And so I wanted to talk about this because for us, I think sometimes we struggle with this whole idea about my sin. And with Easter, we're still in the Easter season, what Good Friday, the resurrection all means in relationship to my sinfulness. Now, one of the great things that is true within this group is we are all sinners. There is not a single one of you who is not without sin. We don't like to admit that all the time. We like to pretend that's not a real thing, but it's true. And these rocks are much like our sins. You know, there are a variety of kinds of sins in our lives. Now, I have to be honest, you know, smoking and chewing and not dating girls that do, it's not really some of those sins. It's more about love and justice, more about respect, more about relationships and how we have violated the relationships with one another and with God. And some of them, though, I mean, are small sins, simple sins. Maybe a time that we were silent. Maybe a time when, you know, we should have said something, but we didn't. Or we should have done something, and we didn't. Or a time that, you know, we rolled our eyes or glared at somebody and didn't care. So sometimes our sins can be pretty simple. But all the while, they're still sins. Sometimes they can get a little bit more complicated. And quite honestly, the scary thing, if you think about it, is that every single one of us have a huge sin probably in our lives that if it ever got out, could destroy our families, could destroy our careers, could even destroy us. And we carry that sin. You know, we take those sins and we carry them, much like on a backpack. I'm caught. But we have these sins and we carry them with us in our daily lives. Now, if you've ever carried a backpack long enough, you know, you get to the point where you don't even notice it anymore. It's kind of like that extra 10 pounds you put on last year. You know, you kind of just get used to it. And you're not even aware of that you're carrying around these burdens. Until you start climbing some stairs or a hill or you get into a situation, then you realize there's something holding you back. In our psalm, David said, excuse me, my sin is like you pressing down on me, pressing a burden upon me. And so we walk around with these sins, and for many of us, we're not aware of them. And so one of the great theological concepts in the Presbyterian theology is that we need to be made aware of our own sinfulness. Because we've gotten so used to it that we don't know that they're there. So we need God and we need the Holy Spirit to convict us. So to help me out here, to playing God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit will be John Hartson today. And he's going to help me out. He's going to be the Holy Spirit. He's going to be Jesus for us to kind of remind us and show us something, some of the things that God is doing in our lives. All right? So as I said, we need the Holy Spirit to remind us, to convict us, if you will, that we're carrying around a lot of weight.
You carry sin.
No, you gotta have to understand. I grew up in a really bad family situation.
You carry sin.
Well, you see, I was really lanky in high school and nobody liked me.
But you carry sin.
Yeah, but you know, where I grew up, my neighborhood, it was rough.
You carry sin.
Yeah, but you know, it's kind of fun.
You carry sin.
But you have to understand, it's just who I am. I'm not just the way I am.
You carry sin.
See, sometimes it takes a lot for us to get convinced that we're carrying this load on our back of these sins, whatever they might be. And we're filled with all sorts of excuses of why we do those things. And God is, like, very patient. Yeah, still sin. We're still violating relationships with one another and with God. Now, here's the toughest part about this, because then this is where a lot of us ministers make this mistake and we fall short in really communicating this very well, because, you know, in this illustration, we talk about take the sins and lay them at the cross. If you take your sins off, get them off. The reality is we cannot get these sins off our backs. I can't do it. That's what happened when Jesus died on the cross. He took our sins. He took my sins off my back. And he put them on his. He carries now my sins. I don't. Now, does that mean that I am perfect now?
Hey, okay, I don't have any more sins.
It's so much lighter. I am lighter. And Paul says I'm a new creation. But am I perfect? No. The sins are still here. And Jesus is carrying them. Now, this is not about repenting or changing, but it's about now sanctification. Now I know that Jesus is carrying my sins. Would you want anybody else in your life carrying the things that you have done wrong, the mistakes that you made? Would you want your spouse to take on the responsibilities of those mistakes, your children? No. And so part of our sanctification, which we'll talk a little bit more about, is the fact that I have to see Jesus carrying my sins. Do I want him to do that forever? No. So as I grow and mature in my faith, then I begin to move and not live in those sins anymore, but live more to be faithful to Christ. And like I said, we'll talk about sanctification more. But the concept that we need to grab hold of, and I think sometimes it's hard for us because of that constant nagging sins in our lives, is that, yes, Christ has taken them off our back. No matter what they are, no matter how big they are, no matter how small they are, we have been forgiven. We have, in a sense, turned and looked and realized, repented, that we have these sins, and we have allowed Christ to take them off. And that begins for us a whole new chapter in our life as followers of Christ. Thank you, God. But we are reminded of that in this communion service that we celebrate today. I must be sanctified. I don't have any more sins. Jesus doesn't have any more sins on him. But as we partake of these communion, we are reminded of how we are saved, how we have been redeemed by God. Because Christ, in the bread, he took it and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body broken for you, for your salvation. As often as you eat this, do it for me." And when Christ poured out the cup, he said, "This is my blood, the remission of all of your sins," not some, all of your sins. "And as often as you drink this, do it in remembrance of me." Would you pray with me? God Almighty, we thank you for the salvation that we have, that simple message that our sins are forgiven. And yet, Lord, we know that we hold on to it. We hold on to those sins. We carry them ourselves. We think that we can figure out a way to defeat them. But, Lord, we pray that you continually allow us to surrender to you our sinfulness, the ways that we have gone wrong, the mistakes that we have made, the relationships that we have broken, and allow you to work in our lives. Take this bread in these cups as a reminder today, Lord, to remind us of the salvation that we have in Jesus Christ, and that we may leave this place ready to be your people in this world. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Well, I hope these messages have been a blessing to you for your life. And if you need any more assistance, be sure to contact the Presbyterian Church of Barnet in Vermont. Thank you.